This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio, and I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of the Sundial Writers' Corner, along with Sarah Williamson. On today's episode of Sundial, author Leonard Adams steps into the Writers' Corner and asks us to examine our perception of ourselves and to realize how truly amazing and different we all are.
Only you.
If you wish you were someone else, remember that they are unique and unrepeatable, and so are you. Have you ever wished you were someone else? Who would you choose to be? What do they have that you don't? Is it something about their physical characteristics, their successes, their confidence? There are over 7.5 billion people in the world. You are only one. Who are you among these billions of people? A grain of sand on the seashore? A speck of dust on an anthill? Virtually nothing in comparison? If that were true, how could you also have worth and dignity as a human being? In spite of the repeatability of humanity, you rightly believe that there is something special about you. Yes, you're human, yet you're different. You're you, existing in the time and place you are right now, in a space no one else occupies. The you that wishes to be someone else is proof of your uniqueness. You are not them, nor can you be. Were you to imitate them, the very best you could do is to come in at second place. Some people even go through multiple painful plastic surgeries in an attempt to look like someone else, or a combination of other people, choosing one person's nose, another person's chin, and so forth. Even so, all the surgeries their bodies can stand will make them no less themselves. Embracing that is certainly a cheaper option. The fact is, you are already somehow different from everyone else. You didn't have to do anything to be different. You were born that way. The more you deny this difference by trying to be someone else, the more you bury yourself in an illusion. The more you embrace yourself, the truer you are to you. And by this, I don't mean labels such as sexuality or nationality. I mean those things that make you you and no one else. There's never been, nor will there ever be, anyone exactly like you. If that doesn't give you relief, realize that those things you don't like about yourself are things you learned not to like, things that can be unlearned. Once you do, you will like and hopefully love what you see. You are unrepeatable. You are a masterpiece. Live like one.
Care to make all this change in me.
Leonard Adams has served as a counselor for many years for the U.S. Army and draws upon his experience as an abuse survivor to help others who have been abused. His book, Things I Wish My Father Had Told Me, came out in December. You can hear Leonard's story and all the past Sundial stories and poems on WLRH.org. Just click on the Sundial tab. You can hear a new episode of Sundial every Monday morning at 9, right here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.